If there would have
been. Podcast and Popcorn, episode 85, all about Thailand. Graham Rober is here with us. It's a long one. Take a listen. All right, Sawyer and I are currently sitting on the men's side of an Emirati iftar experience. It is Easter night, Easter evening, and we've had a kind of a presentation and stuff. It's before the meal now. All the Muslim gentlemen are up in front of us. They're about to start the traditional prayer, given that this is kind of an ability for them to showcase both Islam as well as Emirati tradition here. They're all, you know, facing the correct way. They've got a guy who's looks like he started his voice. And so hopefully here in a few seconds we can capture just a little bit of the moment. And it's okay that we're doing this. Everybody's, they're trying to showcase everything. So it's pretty cool. I'll let it go and start when we have that opportunity. Global listening audience, we just got done with our Emirati iftar experience. We're going to pass it to the back row here on our way home and capture some live commentary. First, of course, Grandma's up.
Oh, yeah. I was just really impressed with the first part of the event because they had the people talking about why they have the iftars and what the benefit of fasting is for 12 hours, how it helps your brain, how it helps your stomach, how it helps all sorts of things, and how it's gives you more clarity of your mind and more devotion to your God. So that was extremely impressive. I'm going to turn it to Aaliyah.
Whoa. It was pretty cool. We got some henna. There was a falcon you could put on your hand if you wanted to.
Exactly.
It's really cool. There was a VR. Dad said it showed you Mecca. So that...
I didn't do the VR,
but I think the boys did. That was pretty cool. We had good food. We learned a little bit more about what they do in Ramadan. Yeah, it was fun. We met some cool ladies.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. We also had some other people from the church join us, and it was fun.
I think I'll be the first one to say the food was amazing. 10 out of 10 experience. Tried some new things. All of it was delicious.
Okay.
It was very interesting to see the prayer. So what happened was one person was in the front with a mic and he sung the prayer while all the other people behind him sort of responded. Well, sometimes responded, sometimes they would go and bow down. They all seemed to know what they were doing. I kind of just got to watch, so I don't understand the entire premise of what they're doing, but it was very interesting to see. Alright, who's next? Dad.
Keep going. You capture all the memories from besides just this. What else is going on in your life?
What else is going on in life?
What's going on this week? What's happening?
There's not much going on in my
Easter,
life.
Bro.
Ah, it's Easter. That's true. I almost ate mom's Easter candy.
Almost you did.
I did. No, almost ate it all. There you go.
Oh, he only ate one part, mom, instead of the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyway, Aaliyah.
And I even told them these are free.
Yo, home slices. Me and mom and grandma performed a song at church, so we were cool, you know.
What was the name of the song?
It was I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Very nice. We should put it on here. If somebody recorded it, that'd be good. Yeah, my week's gone good. It's been a chill week. Don't have much, but I had a good self-defense class. That was good. And yeah, we're going to Thailand in 2 days.
2 days.
That's crazy.
Graduation.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I have to give you a small backlog, 30 seconds. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, I was flying to Vegas. Then Chantel and Evan and Isla and Ren, we drove to California, and we were there for like 2.5-3 days. Saw the Brea Tar Pits, went to the Carlsbad Field of Flowers. And then I thought I'd have a whole week before I came here to Dubai to be with Brandon and Kim and family to celebrate Aaliyah's graduation. And the answer is my sister Terry got her mission call, and we barely found out about her farewell, which was last Sunday, a week ago. And so David and I chose to fly down to be with them because we love our family. So we were in Arizona being with family, checking out Aunt Barbara because she had surgery on her back, making sure she's okay, and supporting Terry and Scott for their mission. And then we fast forward to here, me coming here. I got here on Thursday, the 28th of March at 7:40 p.m., and my goodness, it's been a wonderful adventure. The minute I hit the ground, it was fantastic. And most important, not most important, but one of the things we did yesterday is that I said I must have my annual going to Lulu's. And so we went to Lulu's for 4 hours and shopped. Anyway, I got a couple of dresses, which are amazing. They're affordable and they're gorgeous at the same time. But I did at the iftar dinner. This is my first time, and I was just amazed at how much they love their God. We have the same God. We just do it a little bit differently, but they really, really care about people, and they care about honoring families, and they care about safety. So many of the things that we believe in our church, they implement also. And that's what I love about the Muslim group. And I'm so glad I got to go to the dinner, and I'm going to pass this to Brandon now.
Lovely. Save it. Oh.
So guys, you can see now the two rings are in the legs. That's presented to one of the contact number of his owner, and other one is a registration number. Now the falcon's hunting season almost going over, because the Jer falcon is completely went over, because after the March finish, because they go to the molting season, there's the eggs, the chicks, and the even that are not allowed to bring them out. But the peregrine falcon, like 1 month more. When the hunting season went over, then falcon always shut down his feather, and the looks are new and the fresh one. That's why falcon has passport, but not his picture on the passport. Reason he looks fresh, nobody can recognize him. So that's why the blue one, this wow. one ring, is presented to the, his registration number and like a passport.
Because he wouldn't recognize him. Yeah. Wow.
So you can see the falcon's eyesight are very attractive. You can see looks black, but the blue and black.
Blue and black. Yeah, wow. Hi.
Right. Big eyes.
I not talk about you. So not to cover always his eyes, just only for safety when come in the public area.
Oh, okay.
So are all the falcons you train male falcons?
So both of male and
both and male and female
you
falcons.
Do both. Yes, you train both. Okay.
Even the eagle and the hairs hawk also and the owls we can train. Because I learned the falconry in the, I'm from Pakistan.
You're from Pakistan, yeah?
Yes. In the when I was in the school, I get the classes there because our falconry is also popular in the world before was. But when I came in the UAE, then I learned from one the German guy.
Okay, all right.
And after that one, I'm the nature guide also. Guys, if you have the question about the nature, fauna and flora, you can ask me.
Oh, you know that as well. Neat.
I will try for it.
Yeah.
Because the 8 years I worked as an adventure guide.
Okay.
He's thinking for more food, but I not give him now more food. Might his weight go like today his weight was 735 gram. If tomorrow his weight go a little high, like 20 gram up, then good flying weight, then he not care about me.
Oh.
You know, only food. He said thank you so much. I don't need food today.
Okay.
And not will come back. Okay.
Interesting.
All right, we just got into Krabi, Thailand. Aaliyah,
woo-hoo.
How's it feeling? Yeah, I noticed you have a big, thick coat and a sweater on because you're so chilly.
What's freezing. The current temperature?
What? It's like 10 something at night right now.
It's negative 20
How
Celsius.
How cold are you, Aaliyah?
Super cold.
We found a place that's hotter than Dubai, people, and more humid
at
right now because that's what happened, right? Different seasons in different parts of the world. April is supposedly the hottest month in Thailand, so we wanted to get that experience.
Exactly.
A little exfoliation of the skin.
Although it's greener.
It's going to sweat us out.
Yeah, at least it's green. Green.
Yeah, we got to our place and we're good.
We're cleansing our skin. Because
how was the flight, everybody?
It felt long to me.
It felt long, which normally it's not that long, but it probably felt long to you because on the Fly Dubai, they had very nice screens. The only issue was you had to pay for the content on the screen. So
ridiculous.
It was either 20 dirham for the cheaper or 40 dirham for the premium package. And so a lot, most people were not paying in order to get that. Most of those of us who had downloaded stuff on our phones did that. I think Grandma did do some movies. Which movies did you watch, Grandma?
I watched.
I thought you did the Moby Dick.
I did do a Moby
Dick. Yeah,
yeah.
The new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Thor.
Oh,
it was excellent. Then I did one on the New Zealand about the Maoris.
The Maoris,
not
okay.
getting their land. That was really good.
Did they do some hakas for you?
They did do that.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it.
They did do that, and that was another. I like historical fiction. I like that. Let's see. There was one other one. What was it?
But the flight was pretty uneventful, easy,
yeah.
No big deal. Chiang, the Krabi Airport, you do not, as an American, you don't even need a visa on arrival or anything. They just want you to come in.
And spend your money.
Exactly.
We should have remembered that, because I'm sure that was the same when we came into town the first time. I don't remember.
I just don't remember, yeah.
Krabi Airport is small
Tiny.
And nice, though.
Yeah,
nice.
It has
very
two baggage claims, that's all. And you get through very quickly.
And the bags came out fast as lightning.
This one, we did a rental car. Many of our trips, we don't. But this one, we decided, we're driving enough places. So give us a little freedom.
It's a rental truck.
It is a pickup. So it seats five.
Yeah.
So we got space in the back. And we happen to have five humans with us. So
hey.
There you go.
Hey. So we'll see. Checking it out. First impressions. Probably a little warmer than I thought it was going to be, frankly, for 10 p.m. at night. And, you know, you can feel the stickiness in the air. But just wait till tomorrow.
The minute you have asphalt is the minute it holds the heat.
Well, I think even without the asphalt, you're in Thailand and in their hottest season. So we'll do it. Woo! We're going to make it happen. It's good.
It's
Got
fun.
To our place. We'll figure it out from here. Going up to the reservoir tomorrow. going to the Jungle Huts.
Jungle Huts. Ooh.
See what that's like. That, I'm looking forward to that a lot. That's
great. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We're on a jungle night safari. You can hopefully even this. You can hear the sounds of the jungle.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Shh. Let's see if you can hear these sounds. Although there's some talking in the background.
There's some white noise for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's ending up of the epic week.
What?
Big time traveling or whatever, and Sawyer Tate's been itching to get back on the podcast and understand, help people understand his time in Thailand, his big takeaways. He watched some general conference today as well. Who knows what he's going to tell us, but I am excited and waiting, so I'm going to hand it over to Sawyer.
Whoa, I have to talk to all the people.
Tell us about your Thailand experience, Sawyer.
My Thailand experience was a very hot experience, actually. We, for some reason, decided to come during the summertime, during the hottest part that could ever be, which, in all honesty, it was kind of completely fine. It was more midday to when the sun was pretty brutal, but every other part of the day, it was very manageable. I only got sunburnt like once, and then after that, I was completely fine. And it was just an amazing experience. We did so many sort of boating trips, but every time we went boating, it was just to get to another place. We did do one boating experience that was snorkeling. It was a snorkeling experience where we had to get on a boat. The corals there were, I would just go to say alive, just because I've seen so many dead coral reefs that it's nice to see something that's actually there. It's not the best I've seen. I would say the best is the Philippines by far. But that, it was just fun to be in the water again. I remember going to a man-made lake, a reservoir.
The dam.
Yeah, it was interesting because we're on a boat going through the lake and we had to watch out for trees. Sticking out of the water. It was the weirdest experience. But it was very beautiful, very fun, and 30
years old.
Huh?
So all those plants haven't completely died yet.
Yes. So the dam is 30 years old, which then it filled up a certain spot. It became a lake, and bada bing, bada boom. There's trees still there.
What was your favorite part of Thailand?
Favorite part. Can you pick one place?
Besides walking back into air conditioning.
I would say, what about that smoothie place? Do you think that's a very good part?
Tell me about our favorite smoothie place.
All right, our favorite smoothie place was this, should we say like restaurant?
First of all, where was it?
It was in a van, but behind that van was like this whole store.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a moving van. It was in Krabi.
Correct. It was in a place called Ao Nang.
Mm-hmm. And they gave delicious smoothies for 50 baht.
Now, when we say smoothie, here's what it was. It's mostly 90% ice, just a whole bunch of ice blended up, which is great because it was so hot we really needed all the ice. Great. And then they add whatever, you know, mangoes, kiwi, mixed berries, whatever kind of smoothie you're ordering. And then they do have this syrupy, essentially sugar stuff. Mm-hmm. However, we usually told them to go a little minimal on the sugary stuff.
I totally allowed them to fill up on the sugar stuff.
And that was it.
Great.
Now, they would add, for an extra charge, they would add some yogurt stuff to it, but we usually didn't because we liked it without. Mm. All right, so go ahead.
We also made our way over to Phuket, which was nice. We were able to see the members there, both just English speakers.
Yeah, tiny little branch, very tiny. Very the only small. One in the area. Nice
building.
I mean, it's not like it was their building, but the church is clearly it is an existing structure. It's 3 stories tall, very, kind of thin, maybe the full size of a house, something like that. But as you walk in the front door, you're in the main meeting room, just on the ground level there.
Yep.
It's not all that big. It's maybe the size of a living room. But they have a nice little pulpit and a little, one of those smaller electric pianos, chairs. And then you walk upstairs and there's some, there's some offices there. And then you walk up another set of stairs and there's some rooms in there. So perfect for what is there in that community. There's obviously not that many members there. There were probably as many visitors as there were members, which still isn't that many.
I also, they had a great translation system where
it was good. Yeah.
There are headphones on like every other chair, and then you put it on, click one button, and there's it connects to a microphone, which one of the missionaries are translating the talks through, which is just extremely nice and user friendly.
Yep, there were 2 sets of missionaries there. 3 American guys and then 1, I think he was Thai.
He was Filipino.
He was Filipino? Oh, really? Okay.
He was Filipino and he beat me in chess.
Did he beat you?
Yeah.
Wow, Sawyer. Very.
And then he started playing another game in which I sort of helped the other side.
Other person? Oh, to get back?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get back at missionaries, or
but I didn't get back at him. I just helped somebody else beat him. You see.
So your favorite part of it was the smoothie van of the whole trip.
Yep, totally.
Okay. It wasn't any of the travels. It wasn't seeing some of the most gorgeous earth on earth, I would say.
Okay, maybe.
That the stuff inside the reservoir is kind of otherworldly.
That's true.
It's sort of the closest thing to the movie Avatar I can come to explain.
Because
it's like these sort of really strange-looking mountains are floating. But they're not floating. It's a reservoir. But they pop out of the water and they just go straight up. And there's no hill to them. They just go straight up. You know, there's cliffs on all sides. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
How they are created.
Did you tell him about the invasion of the jellyfish?
The invasion? Oh my goodness.
We saw more jellyfish than I've ever seen in my entire existence, ever, times 100 probably.
Yeah.
It was, because it was so warm, I guess, there were jellyfish everywhere, which unfortunately caused, that means you're not getting in the water a whole bunch. We did one afternoon of island hopping / snorkeling. Once we got to a place called Phi Phi Island.
I was looking out for jellies.
But we were sort of watching our back for jellies the whole time. And even in the water without the big jellies, you had these kind of small little pieces of jellies or something.
They were small, like inches.
So, unfortunately, the probably the worst part of the trip, aside from it just being hot and humid the whole time, was I really like the water, and I like to do all that kind of stuff there. We did very little in the water because of that, which really put a damper on things, at least for me. We had brought our snorkeling gear, our fins, and everything, which, in retrospect, that was silly. I shouldn't have done that because we barely got in the water at all, but I thought this is going to be the kind... Because we were hanging out near the water nearly every day, I thought we were going to have more opportunity to... I was hoping maybe we were going to go spearfishing once, but that was a no, not even close. But we didn't even go do anything in the water besides that. Now, the one other thing we did do, I guess, was we swam around in the reservoir water, which didn't have any jellyfish. However, it's also incredibly non-clear. You could see, 2 or 3 feet, maybe, under the water when you put on your goggles and couldn't see anything. So there was no need to have it there.
I would say misty.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily saying it's clean or unclean or whatever. It just
didn't have it there. So that was probably the worst part of it. Best part was obviously a gorgeous place, just absolutely gorgeous. You're going around these mountains and hills, at least I think. The smoothies were quite good, and we partook of them every day.
The jungle was so fun to go through.
The jungle was fun. Did you like that night jungle thing we did? That was cool.
That was great.
That was cool. What was the coolest animal you saw in the jungle trip?
Oh, there's a lot.
The hidden bird I really liked.
The hidden, that was actually very interesting.
Describe the hidden bird.
The hidden bird, basically, this bird dug itself a good good meter into
a cliff. A dirt cliff.
It was really hard to see him, and the bird just was stuck in that spot. And then if you turned your light on and looked in the very right spot, you could see his face looking right at you. Yeah. Almost like he couldn't fit there, but I guess he had to get in somehow. And then he also had two eggs right next to him, which was really neat to see. Very fun to see.
So what else? We saw scorpions on that one. We saw centipede, the big red centipedes that you see in National Geographic.
Those are creepy.
What else do we see? Tarantulas. Yeah. Monkeys, of course, macaw type monkeys.
We saw the big snakes that were coiled up.
Yeah, coiled in the trees.
Same thing.
Snakes or vipers, whatever.
They're green.
frogs. Plenty of frogs.
Yep.
On that one. Lots of different types of bugs. There was not a lot of mosquitoes. Or at least we never got bit, hardly.
That's true. Right? Well, it was probably too hot for mosquitoes is what I'm thinking.
Okay, could be. But even in the reservoir area, there was no problem with mosquitoes we ran into. So that was, that's a plus. We didn't have any bug issues. There are plenty of geckos all over.
Yeah.
We saw iguanas.
Mm-hmm. We saw one iguana, going through water right as we were about to cross a river to get to a cave. We saw an iguana on our way back, just swimming through the water.
When we got to the reservoir, we went on some sort of mini safaris on some boats. And we pulled up to a tree that had hornbills, which is kind of like a toucan type bird big beaks, but the hornbill, if you look it up, you can see it was pretty interesting. I've never seen one of those wild before. Lots of monkeys around. I guess that's it. I don't know of any other.
The monkeys had sort of like white eyes and white hands, but then everything else was black. It was very It was cooler when we got to see them up close.
Yeah.
Other than that, the Diamond Cave. Oh, amazing cave.
Where was the Diamond Cave?
Experience. Diamond Cave was in... It was in Karabi.
Yes, where though?
But
so when people go there...
Exactly,
it's in a place called Raleigh.
Raleigh Beach, that's
right.
What it
you
is.
Can only get to it by boat. Even though it's not an island, but there's no car. There's these mountains that are in the middle. They're in the way. And you can't get to Raleigh Beach except for by boat. So you have to take a boat, which is easy, by the way, if you go. If you're in Aonang or near Krabi, et cetera, it's 100 baht, equivalent of $2.50 or $3 to have a longboat taxi guy take you over to Raleigh Beach. So not a big deal. Well worth it. We did it as a morning excursion one morning, and it was very good.
We looked up what the Diamond Cave was before we went in because there's a 200 baht fee for foreigners.
Yeah, it was more just per person just to go in the cave than it was to get to the entire place, which is a little ridiculous, but oh well.
But it was an amazing cave.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
I got to.
And Raleigh is a gorgeous place. If you're there, you need to go walk around. Just to walk around and see the natural beauty of the place is worth it. Yeah, I think. You could stay there. I mean, there's places to stay as well.
But we didn't do that. We just went for, what was
it? We just went for a morning that ended up being more than a morning because we stayed so long.
Yeah.
So kind of a morning and midday trip because our, the boat ride over there is only 5 minutes, 7 minutes from where we were staying.
And then there's that one person that came with us.
Yeah, so a girl who's about to start a physician assistant school from the U.S. happened to be on our taxi boat over there, and we were talking to her, and she just sort of tagged along with us while we were in Raleigh the whole time. Nice girl. She was, what, 23?
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, she was traveling alone through Southeast Asia and kind of glommed onto our family, and she came with us through. So it was good. It was fun. Mm-hmm. She was a nice girl. Haley, was it?
Haley.
Haley, yeah. From Long Island. Or at least she was going to go to school in Long Island.
She's from New York.
Yeah. So there you have it. What else, Sawyer? How are you wrapping up the week? Now you got it back to reality tomorrow.
No, we got general school. Conference.
Oh, general conference.
School and my actual exam coming up in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. For AP World. It's going to be great. So I'll be awesome. Studying for that. For the next month.
Yay.
Decided not to do MESAC.
Probably wise.
It's probably unwise to do that.
Unwise, yeah. And that's this next week, right?
Yep.
Better just to focus on other things, shall we say. All right. That it from you?
Yep.
Signing off, says Sawyer. What's the deal, Aaliyah? We need your wrap-up of the epic week. Things done. We'll start with Thailand, then we'll move on from there. Give us the story.
Thailand was pretty cool. That's it. That's enough. It's more than pretty cool. It was really hot, but it was really fun. With Grandma there too.
Grandma. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Good to have her.
We spent a lot of time on the water, so it was fun. We had rooms that had AC. That was also fun. And yeah, it was like Dubai when it's in the summer. So it's great. It's great. No, it was really fun. Boom.
We need more than that, Aaliyah. What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part?
Oh. My favorite part.
And things you would recommend for others who may be going at some point.
Let's see, my favorite part. I really like the cooking class that we did.
Oh, okay.
In Krabi. And I also like the boat ride to our like little bungalows.
The floating bungalows?
Floating bungalows, because that was really pretty.
That was pretty.
And yeah, it was just really pretty. There's a lot of green everywhere.
It was very pretty. Very pretty.
I love the scenery. That's what I like. What I didn't like was the jellies.
Yeah. The jellyfish were...
We're all over the place. In Krabi, we were going on a boat ride, and it was low tide, and so we just saw all the jellyfish wash up on shore.
It was crazy.
There were so many. So, yeah, it was fun.
Invasion of the jellies.
So we couldn't get in the water a lot of the time because the jellies, but we still did. And we didn't get stung that much, so.
You guys got stung one night when we were in Phuket, right?
We did.
Because you were just going on the beach.
Yeah, it was our first time going in the beach. And then
Grandma got stung, right?
Maybe I think Grandma and me and Mom. I think everybody got stung.
That was the night I wasn't feeling good, so.
So, yeah, it was.
I didn't go in the water.
Yeah. Which, yeah, you probably would have got stung too.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't too much bad things about it. It was pretty good. Got like 5,000 smoothies a day. It was amazing.
They
so
were
good. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, well, it's mid-April. What's left for you?
I have, a month and 10 days left of school until I graduate. That's scary.
Senior year, people.
I have, a month and a week until my last day of school. So that's fun. I got a bunch of tests these last few weeks of April because the first two or... I forget if it's the first two or the second and third week of April is AP exam testing. Mm. And so all our classes want to get tests in before everybody leaves to take their AP exams. But after AP exams, we have like a week of school left, and then it's chill. So, you know, it's pretty good.
That's okay.
It's amazing.
What do you know about school so far? You've heard from a roommate or two?
Yeah, I'm in a group chat of all my roommates. So I know all of them. And yeah, but my roommate, I'm in the third room of our little apartment thing. And my roommate's name is Philosophy, but she goes by Sophie.
Her name is Philosophy?
Yeah.
Like her real name?
I guess so.
Her.
That's what it says for her name.
Hmm.
So, yeah. It says Philosophy, but she
That's
goes
not her
by
major.
Sophie. No. Because it says their names, and that was her name.
Her.
So, yeah.
Okay.
She's from Texas, so it's pretty cool. Pretty cute. Nope, none of my roommates are from Utah, so that's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are from Utah or around Utah, but none of my roommates are from Utah. So that's really surprising.
It is
but
weird.
They all seem pretty cool. So, yeah.
All right.
It's pretty good. I got to sign up for my University 101 class, which is a required class.
Ooh.
And it's basically a hangout class and get to know more people at BYU.
Hangout.
So I got to sign up for that. I just did that today, actually.
Mm.
Oh, yeah? I'm doing like 9 a.m. something. Like
okay.
A class. I forgot the teacher's name. But I looked at my professor website, and he looked like a good professor.
Okay.
I think he teaches math or something. But anyways, yeah.
He teaches math.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
And then, what was it? My other registration for BYU starts the beginning of June. So, have a while for that.
Hmm.
Boom.
That's how it's done. See you later. Kim, we're wrapping up a big week and a half. Give us what's up for you.
Yeah. It's been fun being with Grandma. We've done more shopping in this last week with the night markets in Thailand. And we went to Global Village yesterday. And we spent like 4 hours at Lulu's the first Friday she came in.
Time,
and then
the
second time it was another several hours. But I really like Lulu's. We got some really pretty dresses. Lots and lots of travel. Going from Krabi up to Reservoir, back to Phuket, and then back over to Krabi. And yeah, I am disappointed as well that we weren't able to get in the water as much. Those jellies, like that one time that we did our little snorkeling adventure, like the whole time I was just avoiding little jellies, you know, and looking out for the big jellies. And I was hardly looking at the fish because I was so concerned about getting stung. So that was not as fun as I had hoped it would be.
What?
We will have to go back a different time. Yeah, I think Phuket and Thailand, that southern part, would be a completely different experience had we gone a different time of year.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was fun. I'm glad we went. We will really believe the people now when they say it's hot there. We're like, how hot can it be? It can't be that hot. And then, oh my gosh, it was hot. Poor grandma, she was sweating buckets. So, but it was really fun to be with her. Travel and find new places. Let's see. My favorite part maybe was like just the topography. It just looks so cool. It's so pretty. I drove the whole time, and so I didn't get to look out as much as everyone else did. But
actually, you looked out the whole time.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, I did. I was looking at the road the whole time. It was just gorgeous. It was just these huge, like, rocks that looked like they had just jutted right out from the ground.
Crazy.
And they're like the cliffs of insanity all over the place. It's... you know, normal mountains have like a little slope leading up to the top of the mountain. These are just completely straight up out of the ground, cliffs, with no like lead up to them at all. It's just straight up cliffs. So it's crazy. So that was really pretty. Foot massages. Oh, were really nice. The massages were great. We got some fun little gifts and stuff that we brought back. But right now I have a little bit of vertigo. I like am dizzy when I stand up.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I don't think that's from a trip.
I don't know what it's from, but it just kind of like
Sunday
hit.
Now. We got back on Friday.
We did. We got back on Friday. Yesterday was kind of a down day. We left Grandma at the airport, got home by like midnight and slept in a little bit. And then had Andrew and Stacy over for conference.
Their sweet little family.
Their sweet, cute little family. They're so fun. Just that was us 15 years ago. Kids running all over, being crazy, getting in all the games. It's exactly how my kids were. So yeah, they're really sweet. They're cutie little kids. We love them. Glad they get to be here with us for this next few years.
Diaper baby.
Yeah. Pretty fun stuff. But yeah, seminary starts nice and early. Tomorrow morning. Which reminds me, I got to make sure my seminary lessons are all ready to go.
I forgot.
I did them like 2 weeks ago. My seminary lessons for this week. So that'll be fun. This week coming up, the co-feds are going to come and be with us.
Woo!
On Wednesday or Thursday, I think.
Because
Ashlyn is doing a softball MESAC tournament.
Ashlyn.
So should be fun.
She still hasn't told me what university she wants to go to.
Ashlyn.
Maybe she'll tell you in person. But I know, so sad that Aaliyah and Ashlyn are not going to be roommates.
Surprise, I'm going to be
with what? Oh my gosh.
I just didn't want to be roommates with you.
Yeah.
What?
If Ashlyn goes to BYU and you guys are not roommates. Well, that just means that you guys get to know a whole bunch of other people.
Woo!
I know. And you'll see each other, but you'll have all these other friends, which will be even more fun.
Yay.
Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be great. So, all right, the next thing we have to plan is one-way ticket back to America for Aaliyah.
One way.
Oh.
Unless we do a two-way in December or something.
Oh, that's true. Maybe we'll do a one-way and then...
But we don't know. Maybe we're going
back. Knows? Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, maybe we will go there in December.
We don't know.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just do a one-way.
All right. We'll highlights see. And lowlights. What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite? So, least favorite part was clearly the jellies.
Yeah, the jellies. Just put a damper on everything. Those dang jellies.
Mm.
I know. Highlight was probably the night markets. Those were really fun. Kind of walk around and discover and eat yummy food. And smoothies. Oh, the smoothies were so good.
Mm.
So good smoothies. So very fun. We had a good time making good memories with Grandma.
There we go. All right, Grandma Roberry, you had a big... This is wrapping up your Thailand adventure and your time with your grandchildren here in Dubai.
Yep.
Give us the highlights, lowlights, all the lights. And why are you still here? You'll have to explain that one to us as well. Because we thought you were going to be gone, but you decided to stay.
Woke up. Call me. I kept saying on the thing, knowing that your phones were turned
off. Why don't you explain that one first? Because people will want to know.
Uh-huh. I was slated to go home Sunday morning at 2 a.m.
Yep.
So Brandon and Kim took me to the airport like 11 a.m., got me there, checked in all my bags, everything. Everything was just set to go. Everything was fine. We actually even got on the plane. So we were
you
on,
taxied
the,
out to the runway?
On the plane, and we were taxied out to the runway. Wow. And then the fellow says, the captain, we have to stop. There are... Because of the unrest from Iran and Israel, the drones and the missiles. And so, because we're flying over Egypt, and there could be a stray missile.
It makes
sense. We were sitting out there. We were sitting out there for a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And the hardest thing was, is here's these cute little babies.
Oh, and they're just not happy.
They're not happy, and they needed to go to the bathroom. And the people said, no, you have to stay in your seats. Oh. And when you have a baby, you have a baby. Or a toddler, you have a toddler.
Yeah.
Anyway, so long story short, at about, so now it's 3:30, a quarter to, you know, quarter to four. And they said, we're taxiing back. What they didn't let you know is that there's only a certain amount of time that the pilots can be up in the air, and the window was closing, and so they could not take us. That particular crew could not take us.
Okay.
And so they just deboarded all of us. So this is 250 people that needed to have vouchers for hotels, needed to reroute themselves to whatever the destination is.
Yeah, but you were going to Newark.
And we were going to Newark, New Jersey, and then I was going to go from Newark to Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to be home on Sunday the 14th at about, 2:30 in the afternoon.
And it is now Monday here in Dubai.
It's now Monday. Monday evening, in fact. Monday evening.
Yeah, you would have been home already.
Close to 6 o'clock. Oh, I would have been home a day.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, that's what happened. And so I am in a hotel, the Copthorne Hotel, because there is a voucher, and there's a really pretty pool at that hotel, and they give you a little voucher for you to go and get your meals.
Now, the Copthorne Hotel is within a baseball's throw of the hotel we meet for church at.
Yes, that is just what so you told me.
Reference for people?
And it's really pretty. It's just a really pretty hotel. So they're taking good care of those of us, even though we couldn't get to our destination. So I was slated to fly out Wednesday morning at 2 a.m. So this means tomorrow, Tuesday night, I will go back to the airport again, exactly like I did on Sunday.
Yeah.
And hopefully be able to go home.
That's in theory. That's the idea.
But you have to also recognize that there's been more than 300 missiles and or drones shot from Iraq, right?
Iran.
Shot from Iran.
So Tehran, as well as actually some got shot from Yemen. Others got shot from other places. So bottom line, from the Iranian regime, all of which got nailed out. Almost no damage at all. So anyway, but that's that. So now, Thailand, being here in Dubai, grandkids shopping. Give us the whole scoop.
The whole scoop. Well, I left home on the 27th. Arrived here on the 28th of March.
Mm.
Stayed in Dubai until, I think, the next Tuesday. So the last part of March, we were here in Dubai. And, of course, Kim knew that I needed to go to Lulu's and have my fix of trying to find clothing. So I did get to go there once, and I actually went again the second time on the way back. So I now have at least 7, if not 8, new dresses.
Sorry, Dad.
From Lulu's.
They're so pretty.
They're so pretty, and the price is just so perfect.
Oh, so much savings.
Totally.
Oh.
Totally. So we got to do that and go eat at, I think it's my favorite restaurant. It's the hole-in-the-wall restaurant Brandon and Kim go to that has authentic...
It's old Indian food.
Indian food.
Old truck stop.
Yeah, it's just good, and it's very, very inexpensive.
Yeah.
So we got to do that. And then on, I think it's April 2nd, is that right? We flew to Thailand, and I've not seen landmass like so I saw there.
Mm.
We were able to go into Krabi. We were able to go into Phuket, and Kim and Brandon got these floating bungalows on the water. They're actually on a reservoir, which was made from them damming a certain area.
Yeah.
And so we got these long boats and went out to these floating bungalows. And here's these, I'm going to say big rocks. I mean, just huge. I mean, like 5 stories high, but they go straight up in the air. It's not like a hill, not like a mountain. It goes straight up about 5 stories probably. And here we are in this reservoir, and you just see them all over. It's just the most magnificent sight. We really, really loved it. So, my goodness, we got to go snorkeling. We got to be in the bungalow. We got to... one of my favorite places was going to Riley Island.
Yep, not an island, but a peninsula.
A peninsula.
You cannot get there by car.
Yeah, so we went on a small...
You have to go on
a small boat, a small long boat, I guess, to go there. And it's because they just have so many shrubs, so many trees, so many everything. And there is a cave there called Diamond Cave. And we've seen some pretty caves this whole time in Thailand. But this one was massive, wasn't it? It was just
big, yeah.
Huge and gorgeous. And one of the highlights, I think, for all of us is we got kind of addicted to their smoothies.
Smoothies. Mm. Now describe a smoothie, though. What is a smoothie?
A smoothie is like, it's like a slush with a lot of ice. And you can have whatever it is you choose. You could have a mango smoothie or a lime smoothie, or well, our favorite for most of us was the mixed berry smoothie. Oh. And these are, I mean, real mixed berries in a slushy thing with a tiny bit of syrup. And they were lovely because, I mean, it was probably over 80 degrees hot, but then you have at least 80 degrees humidity. So I was kind of sweating the whole time. It
was more hot than that, and yes, it is Thailand.
It was hot.
April is the hottest month in Thailand, so.
But with that said, we had a ball. Their night markets were just as magnificent as anybody has ever talked about. They have more food there. I don't know how people get the money to buy, but they have all sorts of food there. Whether it's sushi, whether it's chicken, whether it's a kebab, I mean, you name it, they have it. Plus, they have all sorts of skirts and blouses and just fun stuff. We got this one, I think almost everybody got some, even you, Brandon, at the soaps. Did you get a soap?
The carved soap.
Like what we got last time. It's in the shape of like a chrysanthemum, where they've carved it, and it's different colors, pretty. Like pink or yellow and orange or burgundy. I mean, and they do a wonderful job. So it's just fun seeing what they have. And the prices are cheap. Well, how much did we pay for our berry smoothie?
We paid 50 baht, which is about $1.30, $1.40.
Yeah. And we had our smoothies at least one a day.
Oh, yeah.
And what it did is it just saved us because we were drinking water, but even with that, you can't get enough. You're just sweating so much, you need to have more water. So I just loved every minute of it. I loved the food. I loved the people.
We stayed in different locations. It was fine. We went to a little branch.
We did for Sunday.
Very small. Half the people were visitors.
We took a cooking class. One of the places we stayed at was an area where they have little tree houses. Your little place to stay was up above, like on a log in a tree house, and that was fun.
That was the night before the reservoir. So you go up a couple hours north of Phuket is where the reservoir is, and you stay in a place called Khao Sok.
Mm-hmm.
Recommended.
So, I don't know what else to say other than I just enjoyed every single minute of it. Mm-hmm. And we were grateful that Brandon...
All right, cut off there. But you said you were grateful for air conditioning. Is that what you're saying, Mom?
Grateful for air conditioning because it was so hot. I don't know if we would have been able to sleep.
Not everywhere has air conditioning, obviously, there.
No, and you do have to pay for it.
You do have to pay for it, but it was worth it for this trip because, wow...
Totally worth it. And the most, to me, the most important thing is that I got to be with Brandon and Kim and Aaliyah and Sawyer. Mm. And this is kind of celebrating Aaliyah's graduation because
She'll be graduating, but it's in May and it's so hot.
Yeah, almost as hot as when where we just went. Go ahead.
Yeah, really. So on Saturday, this last Saturday, right before I was supposed to have left, I was making leis for Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. We made her a money lei. So I just have $51 bills. And you just make them into these little flowers and put them on. And then we have a ribbon lei for her. And
cute.
And then we made her a candy lei. She was quite excited about the candy lei.
I bet.
So she's going to be weighed down with all these leis. But I'm really excited that we could do it. I think she was really pleased. So making memories and being with family is one of the biggest joys of my life.
That's the key.
That was one of the biggest joys.
All right. That's a wrap.